You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. People across Wisconsin are showing support for immigrants. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to break free. The Statue of Liberty is meaningless now and with this administration.
That's Father Joe Matern of Casa Esther Catholic Workhouse in Omro speaking to a group of about 50 people in South Park in Oshkosh Saturday morning. The No Hate, No Fear, Immigrants Are Welcome Here rally was sponsored by Indivisible Winnebago County, Wisconsin, and Vocas de la Frontera. Deb Martin of Indivisible Winnebago said rallies like this one are essential in the current political climate.
We're finding that they have more fear. One of my friends said, we can't come. And I said, I understand that. I want you to just feel courage that there are those of us who care and that we're going to get together to see in what ways we can help.
Vosa de la Frontera's Hiram Rabadan of Fond du Lac shared some of what he and his fellow immigrants are facing.
They go back to your country and come back legally. The first minute I step out of the United States, it's not possible to come back. If it's a small window to become a legal resident, especially with the atmosphere right now.
Rabadan has been in the United States for nearly two decades and has been a legal resident for the past 2 years. Reverend Ellen Rasmussen of the Algoma Boulevard United Methodist Church in Oshkosh is using her voice because many who are immigrants are frightened to use theirs.
Instead of welcome, we see fear. Instead of dignity, we see raids, detentions, and families torn apart.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
An expanded data center is coming to Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
16 months ago, President Biden was in office campaigning in Racine County, with Microsoft announcing a $3.3 billion investment. Now, Microsoft is making another bet on Wisconsin, announcing an additional $4 billion expansion of its Mount Pleasant data center campus. The move brings the company's total investment in the state to more than $7 billion. In a statement, Governor Tony Evers calls it a major boost for jobs and technology growth. During the campaign event last year, Microsoft Vice Chairman and President Brad Smith, who called Racine County home as a child, talked about the statewide impact of the initial spend.
We are creating manufacturing jobs across the state of Wisconsin. As we get steel from near Wausau, as we get chillers from La Crosse, as we get generators from near Madison. This is literally creating jobs across the state of Wisconsin.
Microsoft says the project will support nearly 10,000 jobs, with a caveat of those taking place during peak seasons. Environmental concerns still hang over the project as water use and energy demands remain hot topics. One lawsuit recently pushed the city of Racine to reveal that the data center campus could use 8.4 million gallons of water a year. That estimate does have the city of Racine falling within approved lake limits. Environmental groups also warned about the power needs. They say the Microsoft project and another in Port Washington could call for more power than every home in Wisconsin combined. A separate proposed data center in Caledonia in Racine County is also facing local pushback over farmland lost and rezoning questions. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The National Weather Service has new flood mapping technology. With more, here's Civic Media's Brittany Merlot.
NOAA's new river flooding maps are out in western parts of Wisconsin. Mainly focused on the Mississippi River Valley, this is a new tool that visually shows in high-resolution, street-level views of where floodwaters may rise onto land. It basically puts water on a map for forecasters to see precisely what streets and homes are at risk. It calculates the current flow of rivers and gives a new forecast update every hour for the National Weather Service to use. This will help with both flood forecasting and warnings. The flood inundation mapping, called FIP, can also forecast up to 5 days out. The program started just 2 years ago, but only covered Louisiana, New York, Pennsylvania, and Texas. Now, 60% of the country has this new information to work with. By next year, NOAA says the entire country will be covered, including eastern areas of Wisconsin, near Lake Michigan, and up north. The National Water Prediction Forecast models will be used for more than 3.6 million river miles. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You can see the maps on the National Weather Service website. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Brewers do it again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers are divisional champs of the NL Central. Although they lost yesterday 5-1 to the Cards, the Reds swept the Cubs. So Milwaukee, divisional champs for a third year in a row. Manager Pat Murphy.
Well, just this team finds a way. They're resilient, and they're guys that have a special it factor.
NFL, the Packers shocked by the Browns, losing 13-10 on a walk-off field goal by Cleveland. Defensive end Micah Parsons.
Man, it's like a movie sometimes how football works. I just think towards the end of the game they play better than us, and we got to play all four quarters of football.
College football, the Badgers losing at home to Maryland Saturday, 27-10, and now headed into the bye.
We've got a challenge. I felt like the culture of this team and the things that we did in the offseason and in fall camp was something that was a lot stronger than what we have had. We're going to find out how strong it is. That's where we're going to have to go because this thing doesn't get any easier.
That's head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Taylor Swift seems to be getting the hang of this showbiz thing. Variety reports that the pop sensation will hit the big screen again in October. Swift will release an 89-minute release party video that will play in theaters starting October 3rd, which happens to be the same day her new album, The Life of a Showgirl, will drop. Word to the wise, as talented as Swift is, the president says she's no longer hot. Just FYI. Glenn Close has always been serious about doing whatever it takes for a role, even if she looks crazy like she did in Fatal Attraction, or is a cruel villain like in 101 Dalmatians. In her new film, The Summer Book, she is saving the production money on the wardrobe budget because she appears in her birthday suit. The 78-year-old actress told AARP Movies for Grownups that it was her idea to appear nude in the film, as her character says, "That's what people do in Finland," which is where the film is being shot. Road trip. If you're like me, you never need to hear the word y'all ever again. It was a fun novelty as we indulged Southern culture in a show of unity. Those of you who do use or like the word will be happy to know there's a new holiday film called Deck the Y'alls. Sigh. Talk about shoehorning a word into a title. At least there's a good cast and an award-winning one at that. Variety reports that the film stars Jessica Chastain, Octavia Spencer, and Wanda Sykes. Chastain plays a New York City baker who falls for a Southern gent, now it all makes sense, and heads south to spend Christmas with his family, and it's going great until she meets the overprotective mom played by Spencer, who also happens to be a celebrity chef. Chastain and Spencer were both nominated for Oscars in the Best Supporting Actress category in 2012, with Spencer winning for her role in The Help. Chastain would later win an Oscar of her own in the same category for The Eyes of Tammy Faye. Filming begins next year, y'all. Legendary director Martin Scorsese is 82 years old, but showing no signs of slowing down. Variety reports that the Oscar winner will direct an adaptation of What Happens at Night, a ghost story novel written by Peter Cameron that came out in 2023. The story follows an American couple who goes to a snowy, cold European city to adopt a child. The film has a couple of A-listers attached already in Leonardo DiCaprio and Jennifer Lawrence. Apple Films will oversee production. Actress Anne Hathaway had some choice words for the press, more specifically the paparazzi. While filming The Devil Wears Prada 2 in New York City recently, the press got a little too aggressive for her liking. The Les Mis star told the Vultures to relax and back off because there were children on the set. Hathaway and Meryl Streep are both back for the sequel. The much-anticipated follow-up to The Devil Wears Prada hits theaters May 1st of 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some patchy fog possible early, otherwise more clouds than sun, with an isolated shower or storm possible late in the afternoon, highs in the mid-70s. Again tonight, an isolated shower or storm, otherwise mostly cloudy, a mild night with lows near 60. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.